They had the same thing down at Albany State.
Sure did.
Wow.
Just crazy people.
Mm-hmm. Can't go nowhere.
Okay. They ain't safe nowhere. No more.
Sometimes it ain't even safe to sit on the front porch.
That's true, too.
Yeah, it ain't about where you're going.
My Lord.
Well, did anybody get killed?
One got killed, and I can't think if it was seven shot or...
Wow, my goodness.
Was it at the football game?
I think you know how they have a party afterwards. Maybe it was a party afterwards.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it ought to be your right to go to a party if you want to without getting killed. You know?
That's the truth.
I ain't lying.
But now ain't nothing.
It's sad. So sad.
That's the truth. It is.
I heard some people. People right here, good evening. Welcome to the call. Who's there?
It used to be people would say, oh, you shouldn't have went. Well, if that's the case, like you say, you can't even stay home because the
PLD,
you shoot through your house.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame.
Yes, it is.
Good evening, welcome, caller. Good evening, welcome.
Good evening, this is Ann. How you all doing?
Hey,
Ann, how you doing?
I'm good, how you all doing?
Doing well.
Wonderful.
Good to have you on the line this evening.
You can call it, your team is losing real bad.
Ann, don't be messing with me.
They got more turnovers than points.
I can't hardly bear to watch it. If it wasn't for this line this evening, I don't know what I'd do.
I understand.
Man, that's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. They got more turnovers than points.
Mm-hmm. I think they ought to put Trey Lance in and let him stay in.
Oh, okay.
So, Sam, is Brother Carl a Dallas Cowboy fan?
Yes, I am.
Brother Carl, you
1965.
You can't buy a win if you spell it, can you, buddy? Y'all having a hard season, ain't y'all?
I got a lot of
friends. I got a lot of them, and they were heartbroken last week. Like y'all, like their heart will continue to be broken this weekend. Y'all will bounce back, though, brother.
Yeah, it's not looking.
Maybe
good.
Not looking.
Not
this season, but probably next season. But
I remain faithful. I remain faithful.
Oh my God.
Good evening, welcome, caller. Well, it's time to get started. It's about 5 minutes after 7 or so. Today is the 10th of November, 2024. It's time to get started. We welcome you all to the 3 P's and the E, preaching, prayer, praise, and equipping by teaching on the course of Matthew 28:19-24. So on the behalf of Gates of Prayer Tabernacle Incorporated, Gathering Place Beyond the Wall, Out of the Box Ministries, Enlightenment Ministries, and Third End the Scriptures by Minister Mirren, which day we welcome you all to the call this evening, our walking in the Word. We're going to begin our session this evening with prayer from Deacon Percolator Edward Henderson, followed by a song, and then we will have our walk in the Word. We're ready.
Father God Almighty, we come to you this evening.
We come glorify you and praising you because you are our Father.
You are the God of all creation. You are our one and our only source. And Father, we look to you because all of our help comes only from you, God, the creator of all things. God, we seek your forgiveness this evening for the sins that we've committed. And we ask of you, God, to please create in us a clean heart. Please renew in us a right spirit. Our Heavenly Father, we are so grateful that you have allowed us to see another day. We are grateful, God, that you have allowed us to be kept safe throughout this day. And now we have assembled on this line at the 7 p.m. hour. And we are grateful, God, that we have this technology that we can assemble together. We can praise together, that we can glorify you and learn more of your word. And God, we look to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We seek you, God, because you are omniscient. You have knowledge of all things. You know, God, what lies ahead for each of us throughout the remaining of this day as well as this week, God. So, Lord, we come trusting and relying on you because, God, we know that you are also omnipotent. You are all-powerful. No matter what challenges we may find ourselves in this week, we know that through our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ, we can overcome and do all things through him who continues to give us the strength. For that, we are so grateful, God. God, we trust and rely on you because you are sovereign. God, your rulership rules over everything of this world, any situation. So we just come resting and having peace in you, God. And God, we also want to thank you that you allowed your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for us. We want to thank you for depositing your Holy Spirit into us to lead us each and every day into the way of truth. And Lord, as we all sit at this table tonight, we ask that your Holy Spirit will continue to speak into our minds and our hearts and to lead us. For God, we know that you are the author of peace. And I ask right now, those families that are dealing with issues where peace is trying to be left out, we ask that you usher in peace. We ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will take control of the minds of those who are going through bereavement, that your Holy Spirit will usher in peace into their life, Lord, and comfort into their life. Father God, we are seeking guidance and direction. And only way that we can get guidance and direction is to understand your word. So as we sit at this table tonight, help us to get understanding of your word so that when we find ourselves at the crossroads of life, being tried, that we can reach for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway to lead us in the path of righteousness continuously for your name's sake. God, we want to also thank you for the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, those whom you have called to teach and preach your word. You know each of them. We thank you for them. And I ask that you bless each of them and their families. I pray, Father God, that you will continue to pour your knowledge and wisdom into them so when they stand before your people, when they're on this line teaching and preaching your word, that it will be taught with simplicity and with understanding. Father God, I pray now that you will just look into our minds and our hearts, and that you, Father God, will speak to each of us. And God, we ask that you will look upon and keep those that are homeless safely in your care, God. God, this country needs you. We're looking to you.
Yes.
God, we're looking to you to change hearts and change minds, because, Lord, only you can do that. But most importantly, Lord, help us to just trust in you. You have never failed us. And we know, God, that whatever will come for the next 4 years, we're going to trust in you, Lord, that we're all going to be well. Because as we look back over our life and as we look back into biblical times, Lord, this is not the first time we've had disappointment. It's not the first time that government has been corrupted. But through it all, God, we made it. So we're just trusting you now, God, to just ease our minds, our troubled spirits, And I pray, God, that you will look into the minds and the hearts of male chauvinists. The men and male chauvinists, Lord, in this world, and you've called men to be leaders, but you have also placed women in leadership as well. So help male chauvinist individuals to realize and understand that if it was not for women, men wouldn't be here because you chose a woman to bring forth life. Lord, help men to realize and understand that women have greater involvement in the biblical times in life than just as men. Because as the word teaches us, Lord, when our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ rose from the dead, it was two women who first witnessed our Savior rising. So, Lord, I just pray now that this country will be led by the Holy Spirit. I pray that you will take control over the incoming cabinet members and the president-elect and the vice president-elect. We're trusting in you, Lord. So help us, God, to just be at peace because you are our God. You are the God of this world and this universe. And there's nothing that goes on unseen from us on your awesome watchful eyes. God, help us to worship you in spirit and to worship you in truth. We thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Dave. Is this Susie on? So so glad I am a soul. So glad, so glad, so glad. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor Cook.
Deacon Connor. God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Good evening. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Good evening, everybody. I'm late, but I'm here.
Amen. Oh, amen, you. Apostle.
Glad you're on, Apostle.
How's everybody? How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
Amen.
Amen.
Good evening again, and I thank God to be back on the line tonight, and thank God for each and everyone that has called in, to all the ministers of the gospel, to every brother, every sister. We thank God for allowing us to be here. Kind of been dealing, I don't know whether it's a cold for the change of the weather or allergies or whatever, but I'm there is a word from the Lord.
Amen.
I want to talk to you briefly tonight from a very familiar passage of Scripture. It is my intent not to hold you long. A very familiar passage of Scripture, Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And I think we all have heard and probably quoted, some have ministered from it, the scripture of Jeremiah 29 and 11. For I know my plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Amen. Other translation said, not for evil but for good, for peace, and to prosper you and to bring you to an expected end. The latter part of the verse that I quoted from another translation, to give you hope, to bring you to an expected end, give you a future. And this is a promise to the people of God, and it was in Jeremiah's day that Israel had a pattern of sinning and repenting. They would sin, and God would chastise them and punish them, send them into captivity. And, you know, when they repented, and he would bring them, deliver them, bring them out, and they would have like a seesaw in and out, up and down. And so at this particular time, Jeremiah was talking for the Lord that God had said that he was going to allow the Babylonians to take them into exile and captivity for 70 years, a complete cycle of chastisement. And so the false prophets began to say, you'll only be there 2 years. But what God says, he means, and what he means, he says. And if God tells us a thing, he makes a promise, he also makes it good. But I want to use this tonight as a way of encouragement. Even the times when we are disobedient and hard-headed and stiff-necked, God still shows his mercy. He still shows his compassion. He still shows his love towards mankind. And he gives us chance after chance after chance. song was popularized some years ago that said he's the God of a second chance. But tonight I know him as the God of more than a second chance. Just as he put up with the children of Israel over and over again, he said in the word that, you know, he does not, he don't want any man to perish. God made man, he loved man. Man is his higher order of creation. He's mindful of man. He always has had man at heart and on his mind. But he chasing those that he loves. You know, he chasing us in hopes that we will return to him, that we would repent, and that we would be obedient and do what is right. And at this time, they was had been promised for their sins, and most of the time it was idolatry, that they were going to be going to exile for 70 years. And then the false prophet said, no, you won't, it won't be 70 years. It'll only be two. I can remember one time being in prayer. And each time I would get down and pray in that season, I would hear the Lord through speaking in other tongues and the interpretation coming back, and it would say, it is like I say it is. And every time I would go in prayer, I would hear that over and over and over again. It is like I said it is. And so when God speaks, that's just the way it is. And I can remember a time I got so aggravated, and I said, well, why does he keep saying this? Why?
Mm-hmm.
And I've had other people say, why does God keep saying this to me or saying that to me? And why does he keep saying it? And I would say to the individuals, because we are not getting it. When God is repetitious, he is, His desire is that we will really, truly understand what he is saying to us, that we can follow through and be obedient. And so I got so aggravated in that season that I actually stopped coming to my prayer room for a minute. But when I went back to the prayer room, because I'm telling you, when you communicate with God, and God is communicating with you, that's what prayer is. It's a communication. It's not me getting down, telling all my desires, my wishes, my wants, and getting up. But it's also staying there until we break through, until we can hear from God. Because prayer is communication. Some people say, I talk to God. But God doesn't want us to talk to him. He wants us to talk with him. It's a two-way conversation. And so when I did get back, because if you've ever communicated with him and you get in a season where you can't hear his voice, it's not a good place to be.
Is
like a chastisement, and you're wondering why you can't, you know, hear from the Lord and these type of things. So I was so troubled in that season that I went back to the prayer room. And when I got down on my knees, guess what I heard? It is like I say it is. We cannot get around what God says. And
all right.
He does want us to get an understanding. You know, instead of trying to stay before God and to figure out why is he still saying it, which I have learned, if God is repetitious, it's because he has that desire that we will understand what it is that he requires of us. And so Jeremiah 29:11, it's not just necessarily a promise for the whole entire world, but it is a promise. It is a comfort for the people of God. It is an encouragement to know that even when I stayed away from prayer for a season, it did not change what God said. It does not change what he means. So we have to align. We have to come to an understanding of his will, his desires, what he wants for our life for any given season. And so I found when I did go back to prayer, nothing had changed. And it caused me, because not being in the place with God, that I could hear his voice, it troubled me. And that's what it was supposed to do. It helped me come to the realization that it does not matter what go wrong in my life or what I do not understand, that God has a plan for my life. And when he speaks to me, glory to God. Amen. He wants that love relationship. He wants that fellowship with us. He don't want us. And I'm saying this tonight, that if any kind of trouble or adversities rise in our life, trials and tribulations, let us run to him and not away from him. We're only damaging ourselves when we run away from him, when we stray. And that's what I had done, because in my flesh, God didn't do it, or he didn't say it, or he didn't explain it like I wanted him to. Because sometimes we give God our blueprints for situations. We give God, we act like the architect, and we give God how we want him to work it out, how we want him how we want him to do it.
All right,
here to tell you tonight, my brothers and sisters, from experience, God does not dance by our music. Glory to God. We do ourselves so much, amen, service if we will try to get with the plan of God. God said in this scripture, you know, if you seek in a 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, glory to God, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked way. We want to take the tongue and the voice that is in our mouth, and we want to say great swelling words, and we want to be heard, and we want to be known for revelation and knowing how to break the word of God down. But the word of God said, if my people, and this is who he's talking to tonight, everybody on the line that is under the sound of my voice, if we would do certain things, then God could operate. Then God can work some things out. Then God can heal the land. Then God can deliver. Then God can work it out. But we got to know the plan and the will of God. The Bible said that this is a confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything, and I want you to hear me tonight, people of God.
Yeah.
If you ask anything, because the word of God is being taken out of context. We're trying to make it say what we want it to say.
We want him
to come when we say come. We want him to deliver when we say deliver. But we must come to the will, to the plan of God for our lives. And he does have one for each and for every one of us. I can stick with you. I can roll with you. I can hang with you, but it still does not mean that your plan in God's mind is the same as my plan. So we have to seek him as individuals. But he said, the first of all, if my people, amen, would humble themselves, we got to realize that we need God. We were made dependent upon God, and we got to get it his way. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. I shared some time ago that I decided to buy a second mattress for my bed. Bless the Lamb of God. And I went to a secondhand place, and I bought a mattress that looked brand new, and I brought it home, and I laid it in the sun, and I sprayed it down with Lysol and let it lay in the sun for days. And when I finally put it on my bed, there were mites in it. And I became my body, glory to God, my body became infested with mice, skin mites. Bless the name of the Lord. But you know, listen to me, please, tonight. Before I bought that mattress, I had a dream that I had put a second mattress on my bed. And one day in the dream, I lifted that first mattress, which I purchased brand new, and I lifted that first mattress. And in between, the top mattress and the second one that I purchased from a secondhand place. I dreamed there were little bitty spiders all over the mattress. Glory to God. Amen. And I went on and I forgot about it. We can forget about what God say, but it still is like he say it is. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I don't care how we ignore it, how we go off half-hearted, how we misinterpret it. I want you to know tonight it is like God say it is. Amen. You're not getting with the plan. Mine not getting with the plan. We not paying attention to what God tell us and what God says, and we go off and do things. We kind of dismiss what the Lord is saying and what the Lord has said. And too many times God gives us things and we take it lightly, and we don't stay in his face. We don't seek his face. As he said, that is one of the things that if we would seek God's face, a lot of things that we go through, we wouldn't go through. Glory to God.
Oh,
and so, amen, when my body got infested with mites, amen, it was torment. Glory to God. Everywhere I went, amen, glory to God, I was tormented by these mites. Get bored under your skin and you can't sleep at night. God help us tonight. It is like he say it is. We looking now, amen, what has just happened, amen, in the election, amen. But I want you to know it's like God say it is. There are certain things that is going to come upon this earth. We can pay attention and forget about it, but it's still coming. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, but we need to run to him. Amen. I hear so much anger and bitterness and hurt over the election because I was upset myself. Bless the name of the Lord. But I heard the voice of the Lord say, this is the time that men and women need to run to God. Amen. Yes. There is no creature. There is no, amen, power greater than God. And he said, if you would humble yourself, amen, and pray. There's so many people trying to pray, but they have not humbled themselves. They have not repented, amen, of the things that they've done, the things that they said. Amen, glory to God. But he declared, if you would humble yourself, if you would come lower, amen, to humble yourself means to come lower, amen, than the great God of heaven. Amen, glory to God. He said, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. We can't even pray effectively because we've not humbled ourselves. We've not repented of things we've done. We've not repented of places we've gone. We've not repented of things we said. Glory to God, how we lived. Bless his name. But before we can pray, we must humble ourselves, and then, amen, until we humble ourselves. You see, when I stopped praying in that season, I had to go back and repent. I had to humble myself. Amen. Glory to God. People don't run away from him, even when you do wrong. Even, amen, when you disobey, don't run from him. Don't stray from him. Run to him. Amen, because he's got a plan for you, and his plan is for peace. His plan is not for evil. Amen. Glory to God. I know a lot of times things we go through seem like they're for evil, and the devil meant it for harm. But God said that all things will work for your good. But we got to run to him. We got to, amen, stay in his face. We got to learn how to humble ourselves. We got to learn how to pray. And you can't pray effectively until you first humble yourself. And then he says, seek my face. Amen. Seeking the Lord's face means you seek his mind. You seek his will. You, amen, you want to know what God wants to, and what would Jesus do in this situation. That's how we seek his face. God, what do you want me to do? How should I handle this? When should I go, or should I go at all? Amen. If we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he'll direct our path. Glory to God. He's not a man that he should lie, but he got a good plan for you. It's to bring you. And I want you to hear, amen, if you've read that translation in that scripture, Jeremiah 29:11, said to bring you to an expected end. The expected end is the plan that God had when he, separated you from your mother's womb. That's the plan. That's the expected end. It's a good plan. It's not to cause you to perish, but it to bring you peace and hope and a future glory to God. That expected end is the will of God. It's the perfect will of God for your life. And he said, I'll bring you to it. Amen. Glory to God. But you got to work with him. You got to cooperate with him. You got to allow him to lead you. You got to allow him to direct you. The Bible said that it's not in a man that walketh to direct his own steps. I know we're intelligent. I know we are educated more than ever before. Amen. But it ain't in a man that walketh. So the Bible says, to direct his own steps. We need to acknowledge him. Glory to God for that good plan. We need to seek his face. Amen. We need to stay with him until we hear from him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Amen. His plan is greater than our plan.
Yes,
I know sometimes we think we got the right plan, and if God do this, and if God just do that, and if God do the other, then everything will be all right. Amen. Glory to God. But it won't really be all right until we seek the face of God, till we stay in his face. Reveal to us his perfect will for our lives. Amen. I don't care how many people went west. Amen. God may tell you to go east, and you have to go east. Amen. The Bible says when Isaac, hallelujah, glory to God, when there was a famine in the land and everybody was running to Egypt, and God said to he said to Isaac, you don't go down in Egypt. You stay here. I'm going to take care of you here. I don't care if everybody's doing it. I don't care if everybody is saying it. I don't care if everybody is wearing it. Amen. Seek God for your own plan. Just like God gave all of us a different set of fingerprints. Amen. He's given us different plans and different missions and different assignments. And we have to stay in his face. Amen. Glory to God to get the plan. We have to seek him for it. We have to go looking for it. I say all the time, God feed the sparrows, but he does not bring it and put it in the nest. They have to go out and get it. Amen. There's a tree outside of my bedroom. Amen. Some mornings when I wake up to the birds out there singing and praising God. They had already been up early. They've been already been up and got their worm because they got up early. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they out there singing because everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Yeah. My God, help us today, God. Help us to get your word. Help us to grasp for your word. Help us to do your word with all of our might, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. God has a good plan for you. I know he allows some things to creep up on you. I know he allowed, glory to God, some trials and tribulation. I know he allowed tears to fall from my eyes. I know things get tough. I know they get rough. I know the hills get high because our heart to climb, but I also know that God has all power, hallelujah, in heaven and earth in his hands. Amen. Glory to God. There is nothing too hard for him. Amen. Man, amen. Earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal because God has a good plan. He want to bring you. Listen, my brothers and my sisters. Amen. To say to bring you to an expected end. In order to bring you there, you got to go through something. You got to travel.
Yeah,
you got to put through some effort.
Yeah.
Amen. Glory to God. It ain't just amen. We want everything to happen overnight. We want some microwave, deliverance. We want some microwave healing. We want things to be done now. Amen. But God said to bring you. He's got to bring you. That denotes you got a journey. Yeah. That knows you on a trip, glory to God. You, in order to get somewhere, you got to move from where you are. Thank you, Lord God. I just do not believe, that God is a liar. If he promises you something, you got to work with him. You got to cooperate with him. Amen. A lot of times God give us assignment or missions, or he tells us he want this for our life and that for our life, but we don't realize that we have to cooperate with him. Amen. In order for him to bring me, glory to God. Amen. I got to cooperate. It's a walk, y'all. It's action. It's effort. We got to put some time in. We got to put some effort in. Amen. Glory. Some actions. Amen. Hallelujah. I can sit all day long and tell you how, amen, much faith I have in God. But faith is an action word. Amen. It means doing something. If you believe and you do something, you work. Amen. You put in the effort if you believe. Amen. If we believe God, we put in the effort to obey him. Bless the name of the Lord. I was talking to a young man the other evening over the phone, and amen, glory to God. This young man, God had showed me in a dream, amen, that he had died, and I had stretched my body out on his, and he came to life. Amen, glory to God. Somebody might say you've been reading too much scripture. That's what happened to Elijah and the young man, glory to God. But I realized that God was giving me a spiritual thing, amen, that I need to stretch out in prayer for this young man. I need to pray until God change his heart. I need God, amen, glory to God. We got to put in the work, amen, my brothers and my sisters. The plan God have for you is not the sickness in your body. Amen. The plan that God have for you, amen, glory to God, ain't the poverty we live in. Amen. The glory to God. The plan that God have for you, amen, glory to God, ain't that you don't have transportation. Amen. You don't have the necessities. You go through seasons. But his plan is a good plan. But we got to follow the praying. We got to do like a man. Hallelujah. King Nebuchadnezzar saw the handwriting of God on the wall. People, we need to wake up and see the handwriting of God that is being fulfilled right in front of our eyes.
And we are still,
the Bible say we have eyes and we see not. Thank you, Lord. I've got people telling me that the Bible don't work. Amen. Simply because they are not working with it. Amen. Mm-hmm. The Bible said in Deuteronomy 28, if you, amen, obey, you'll eat the good of the land. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I want you to know tonight, the word of God is not automatic, but it does work. It's no magic, but it works. Amen. If we'll work with it. Amen. We will see, amen, the good plan of God. It's a good plan. It's a good plan. Amen. I have people calling me now. So many people, amen, glory to God. They're upset with the jobs, and they are upset. I mean, not one or two people, but I've had so many people, amen, hallelujah, upset with the job. And I thought I would be here before this time in my life, and I thought I'd be over there. And I never thought I'd have to go through this, and I never thought I'd have to go through that. Amen. But when we put everything else before God, when we put everything, go after what we want, got our own agenda, don't seek the face of God. Amen. Glory to God. I got in a conversation with people that were saying that God didn't call women to do this and women to do that. And I say, you right. He didn't call some of them. And some of these men that are in the pulpit, God didn't call. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They went. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like some of the other people. We want to do God like we choose a vocation for this world that's going to pass away. Amen. But God desired to be first. He said, except we deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him, we cannot be his disciple. Amen. If you tell me tonight that the word of God don't work, what you're telling me is that you've not put in the time, that you're not seeking his face, that you've not turned from your wicked ways. We want to talk about I'm saved and don't know. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. The young man that I alluded to was talking to me, and he wanted to use profanity, and I stand firm that the Bible say don't let any filthy communication come out of your mouth. Amen. And he was trying to make me say the word that he was saying. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I told him, amen, I strive with, amen, the spirit of God that is within me to keep, amen, my conversation pure. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Amen. Mm-hmm. There are people that will make you equal to them because they cannot have a conversation without all this trashy talk. They think that everybody is that way. Amen. But I thank God tonight for parents. Amen. Glory to God. Godly parents that gave me a great foundation, amen, into the word of God, into living righteously, amen. I didn't say they were perfect, but I thank God for the foundation, amen. I left home and got married at 19 years of age, and in that, all those years, I never heard my mom or my dad use a profane word, and I thank God for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless his name. Amen. I thank God that I realize and I know tonight more than ever. Amen. After this election. Amen. I've been telling people the whole election time. Amen. If God has a man he wants to get in, he's going to get in. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been a lot of crookedness throughout history where people don't underhanded stuff to get what they want. But God is still in charge.
Yes, he
oh,
is.
Yeah. Glory to God.
Hey.
And I would hope,
yes, he is.
I would hope, glory to God, that all of us that was disappointed, amen, and upset, that now we will see how we need to run to God. Amen.
Yes.
God ain't like
yes.
me, y'all.
Yes.
God ain't like me. Amen. You, God don't say, you know, well, you should have came to me first. Don't come to me now. We don't have that kind of God. He have a good plan for you. Amen. But we have to do something to get it. And then Second Chronicles 7:14 is what we got to do.
Yeah.
We got to humble ourselves. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Before we can pray effectively.
Yeah.
Amen. Just words alone don't get to the throne room. Amen. They got to be heartfelt, and they've got to be sincere, and they got to be according to his will.
Oh,
amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We,
hallelujah.
We can't bystep the word of God, amen, and think we can have God like a, amen, he got a magic wand, and we want him to wave it in this direction. Amen. It ain't happening. Amen. Glory to God. I believe God is in the process. I believe this is season. Amen. I didn't say the hour or the minute or the day, but I believe we're living in the season of the coming of the Lord, and we must prepare ourselves. We must get with the plan of God. We must understand that it is like God say it is. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to know when I, amen, strayed away from God because God didn't answer me like I wanted him. He wouldn't stop saying what he was saying like I wanted. He wouldn't hear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, help us.
Oh,
amen.
Man.
I know it's somebody else. You want to manipulate God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. But it cannot be done. He has a good plan for you. Amen. It's a plan of peace and prosperity. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
When I was going through with these mics, there were many days I was in the pulpit preaching the word of God, and the mites was biting underneath my skin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. If God didn't do it, I done it. So it doesn't matter when you do. Amen. Glory to God. When you do your own self and your own stuff, your own agenda, and find that you're far away from God, amen, he allow you turn. He allow us to come back to him. He said, if you return to me, I'll return to you. Amen. I duly believe, amen, if there was enough people of God to actually humble themselves, amen, not pretend, not get in a certain posture, amen, glory to God. I know most people say the posture of prayer is on your knees, amen, but I beg to differ. Amen. The posture of prayer, amen, is a humbled heart. Amen. Whether you're laying down, whether you're sitting up, whether you're on your knees, the heart has to be in the right, amen, position. Amen. The position, amen, the posture of prayer is a humbled heart. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But God has a plan for each of us. And I want you to know tonight, God loves you. Amen. He does not, amen, want any man to perish. He did not make hell for man, but he made for the devil and his angels. But the Bible say because we, amen, human beings, won't fully obey God. We want to do pick and choose what we do in Scripture. Amen. Live like we want to live and run to the church on Sunday. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. But I want you to know God don't want no part-time saints. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. You all,
amen.
We all sanctified and Holy Ghost sealed on Sunday. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But Monday through Saturday, we want to do our own thing. Amen. Glory to God. We are not, amen, obligated to keep the Sabbath day holy anymore. God wants you to keep all of them holy.
All of them, yeah.
Because he don't want no part-time saints. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God has a good plan. It's a godly plan. It's for peace and for prosperity. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He said, I would above all things that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. We take the promises of God. I think it was the Apostle Peter said, amen, these same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. We're going to have trials and tribulation, but it does not mean that God still does have a good plan for a plan for peace. Amen. Glory to God. In spite of what we go through, whether we cause it or whether God just allow it, amen, to train and to teach and instruct us. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Romans 15:4 said these things that was written aforetime was written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures may have hope. Amen. God want us to hope in him, to trust in him. Glory. He also want us to obey him. Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. I want to tell you, I suffered, amen, with those mites for 3 years. I began to tell God how good I was, how saved I was, how anointed I was. And the more I talked about what I was and what I'd done, I'd done what you told me to do, and you used me to minister to others, but who going to help me? Amen. That murmuring, that grumbling, and that complaining keep you where you are, and you'll keep what you got until we can humble ourselves. Amen. We can't even talk, have that conversation of prayer with God until we first humble ourselves. And I want you to know all that time I reminded God what I'd done and how I'd lived. Amen. Those things got worse and worse. Amen. I went to a dermatologist. Amen. Glory to God. And the dermatologist, went, if God ain't in it, amen, you can run to this one, that one, or wherever you want to go. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. But it is like God say it is. Amen. I want you to hear me tonight. It is like God say it is. Whether it's good or bad, it's like God say it is. And for 3 years, I suffered with those mites under my skin. Hallelujah. The dermatologist, the first one I went to, he literally laughed at me as if I was crazy. I want you to know, even to this day, there are marks on my body, hallelujah, evidence of mites all over my body. Amen. Glory to God. The second, hallelujah, amen. We cannot disobey God and get by. Hallelujah. We may seem to get by for a long time. Amen. There's a song say you cannot do as you please and try to live at ease. You can't do wrong and get by. Amen. Hallelujah. Some people wouldn't tell you the things they've been through for their disobedience. Because I want you tonight, if it's your disobedience that you're walking in and you're being chastised, if my people that are called by my name would humble themselves, pray, seek my face, and turn. Nobody wants to talk about turning. That means repentance. It means to walk away from it. It means to turn your back on it. Repentance. Amen. True repentance is not saying I'm sorry with your tongue and go back and do the same thing over and over again. That is not repentance. Bible said godly sorrow worketh repentance. When we truly get sorry and realize that we need God, we have to humble ourselves and we have to go back and say, I done wrong. Forgive me. Do like David. Don't take your Holy Spirit away from me. Hallelujah. Restore me. Bring restoration to me. Hallelujah. I need you. I can't do without you. Thank you, Lord. But repentance is a turning away, amen, from the old life, the old doing, the old way of talking, the old places of going, and go in an entire different direction. Amen. And you'll realize that good plan. He wants to bring you to his good plan. Amen. He has a place that he's going away to prepare for us. And he said, if I go, I'll come again. Hallelujah. And I'll receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also. That's a good plan, y'all. Amen. Glory to God. God wants to strengthen us. He wants us to grow. He wants us to become dependent on him. Amen. For without him, we can do nothing. But I want you to know tonight, amen, wherever you are, your status with Christ the Lord, it is time for us to draw nearer to him. For he promised if we would come close to him, He meet us like the prodigal, you know, the father and the prodigal son story. He was watching every day, and he saw that son from way down yonder, and he didn't wait for him to come to him. He went running to meet him. Hallelujah. Yeah. God is willing to meet us where we are tonight. Amen. Don't care what we've done wrong, what we've said. Amen. God is a forgiving God. Amen. He allow you turns. He has a good plan for you, whatever it is. If it's a financial situation, if it's a husband and wife situation, if it's broken hearts and broken relationship, Jesus is standing with outstretched arms, just as the way he was on that cross. He's outstretched. He's beckoning. He's waiting. He's calling for us to come and let him lead us to that good plan to bring you. You got to be brought. You can't just, it ain't automatic. You ain't going to jump from A to B. You got to be brought there. It's sometimes through crying, through rain, through pain, through tears, through heartache. Yes. But God is bringing you.
Oh,
whatever
no.
trouble God is allowing in your life, he's endeavoring to bring you to his good plan for your life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And I thank God because I was thinking some ways after the election, God, how can you do? How can you allow? How can you do? But the Bible say the clay can't tell the potter what to do. We got to get with his plan. Amen. Mm-hmm. We got to align with his will, with his way. And when we seek the face of God, as he said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, the way we seek God's face, we got to seek his mind. That means his will. That means his way, his plan. And when we seek his face, it's about his mind, what he has determined to do in any given situation. And we'll find ourselves successful, amen, and have good success. Amen. God has a good plan. I don't care what is going on in your life, amen, what adversity you're facing. God has a good plan for you. And it is like he say it is. Amen.
Yes, it is.
I don't care what false prophet tell you any different. When he told the Israelites 70 years and they said two, they found out that it was like God said it was. And in this, amen, day, this 10th day, amen, glory to God, of 2024, the 11th month of the year, it is like God said it is. Let him bring you. Let him lead you. Amen. Hallelujah. And you won't go wrong. Amen. Glory to God. Let Jesus lead you.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
All the way. Let Jesus lead you all the way.
All the way.
All the way from earth to heaven. Let Jesus lead you. All the way.
All the way.
He got a good plan for you, my brothers and my sisters. Let him lead you. Amen.
All
glory to God. Because it is like he says it is. Amen.
Yes,
I want you to know when I humbled myself, amen, I broke down with tears and said, God, forgive me. Forgive me for my forward tongue. Forgive me for straying away. Forgive me for not praying when you say men ought always pray. God, help me. God, when you give me a vision, when you give me a dream, when you speak in my spirit, help me to obey. I need you. I can't do without you. Amen. Those mics began to lose their power. They began, amen, glory to God, to be annihilated. Amen. Even if you mess up, amen. He still has a good plan for you. Amen. Glory to God. Let's run to him.
Hallelujah.
In this season, in this hour. Amen. Glory to God. God made everything and he didn't make anything he couldn't control. Amen. When he allowed problems in your life, he still won't peace for you. When he allowed sickness, amen, he still won't health for you. Glory to God. Amen. Whatever he allow, he have a good plan for your life. Amen. Glory to God. Listen what he said. I know my plan. Listen. He didn't say, I know my plans that I thought of you. I thought of you a year ago or when you was born. But he said, I know the plans that I think. Even today, even after you messed up, even after you do wrong, even after you disobey, hallelujah, I have a good plan for you. Return to me. Humble yourself, pray. Seek my face and turn, people. We're doing a lot of talking, but we're not doing a lot of turning. Let's turn and realize that God has a plan of peace, a plan of prosperity, a hope and a future that he wants to bring us to. Amen. We got to walk it out. Amen. Love you with the love of God. Amen. I pray that God will help us all, amen, to turn, amen, which is to repent. Amen. Glory to God. And we can realize, amen, this plan that God is still thinking. Amen. He had some good thoughts when he separated us from our mom's womb. Amen. And however old you are, that many years later, he is still thinking good and peace and prosperity for mankind. We can have it. Amen. And blessed, Deuteronomy says, amen, if you obey, you are blessed. If you disobey, you're cursed. Amen. Glory to God. It is like he said it is. God bless you all. Mm-hmm. I pray that you will have a great rest of your week. Amen. And that we will find ourselves drawing closer and closer to God. Amen. As these perilous times begin to unfold right before our eyes. God bless you. Mm-hmm. Love you.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. God don't want no part-time soldiers. He wants full-time.
Yeah.
Thank you. All I can say this evening, Lord, I thank you for the word. And all I can say, hallelujah, hallelujah. The preacher walked down my lane tonight. I praise God. She walked down my lane. She didn't make no U-turn. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
You giving your peace back to me. My joy. You give me your joy. You give it back to me. I had lost all of that, but you gave it back. I thank
all right.
you.
All right.
Walking down my lane, you hear me? You didn't make no U-turn. Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Got a right to praise him.
You've been there with me. You were there.
Yes. Glory to God.
Oh,
glory to
Jesus.
God.
I thank you, Lord. This is my praising for today. This is all I've been doing today, just praising my God. And now you're talking about giving praise. Let everything help praise the Lord. That's all I know to do. God. Hallelujah.
It is like you said. It is.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Let me hear you speak. That's what we got to do. We got to hear God.
Yes.
Hear God.
Thank you, Lord.
God.
Thank
you, Lord. I couldn't even hear. Lord, help me.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I wanted it all of it.
for all the saints on the line tonight to hear this word from the Lord. Amen. So God bless you, my sister. God bless you. May he continue to keep you, is my prayer. And for all the saints on the line, let us not be weary in well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And we do not have a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind.
Yes,
we stand firm on the word of God.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, my sister. God bless you.
Amen.
God thank you.
Bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Anyone else?
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. I just thank God for the word that went forth. I thank God for the testimony. I thank God, that reminded us no matter our attitude towards God or what he's saying to us, that he don't change. He stay right there on what he want us to know and what on the And to have a Lord to say that I know my thoughts that I think towards you, hallelujah, good and not evil, and to give you expected end. I thank God for the word that, the sure word of prosper that been broken down to even a child can understand it and to be able to, make clarity of the word. I thank God for the word of God. I thank God for our to be able to break this word down and know, you done heard this about this scripture so many times and so many, but then to have somebody to have the apostle to break it down to make it to our understanding and to use herself as the testimony that she went through and how she did and how she talked to God. But then there's a lot of us don't want to tell people that we talk to God like that, or we done did something, or that we got to repent, because of our status or our position that God has calling, that we don't want people to know I ain't did nothing, and stuff like that. But maybe to break that stuff down and show people to really, you got to. And God said, if my people that are called by my name humble themselves and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. I always kind of wonder what God people of wicked ways. And I used to think God calling us wicked, but he's not talking about us wickedness. He's our ways and our disobedience. That we want to do what we want to do. And I remember myself in the church, because it was a big church, I was a usher and on the pastor, A. Lillian, but I was on my way to hell from a church. And I thank God for stopping right in there, stopping me in my mess, and to bring me a monitor that to put me on the path of righteousness, to get the teaching and understanding that somebody watches over me to direct me in the way of the Lord. I just thank God. I thank God. I praise God. I'm just so happy about the word of God, because it's
all right.
Yourself. All right. I remember some weeks ago, I was talking to Apostle outside, and she kept on saying, if you repent, God is faithful to forgive you. And she kept on saying it. I'm like, what? Why would she keep on saying that? Why she keep on saying that? I repent. God will forgive you. And after I got off that phone, I said, oh, my God. It's like, I thank God for giving it to us, not to embarrass me, but to show me, you done did wrong. You done did something wrong, and you need to repent and stuff like that. And I not direct at me, but telling me. And I said, Lord, forgive me for my sin. I did wrong. Mm-hmm. I done done some thing. I done did a thing. And I know it's not pleasing to you. And then we can say we forget. You know, we don't, we just lay it aside. We don't forget what we've been a did. You know, but I thank God for, you know, showing me. I thank God for breaking that word down to our understanding. Amen.
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 Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Uncle John. Thank you. Thank you. Sure enough. Sure enough broke it down. Amen. Anyone else? If there's no one else, we will move on to our praise reports. Today is a Sunday. What has happened since last Tuesday that we want to praise him for? Amen.
I praise him for life, health, and strength. I praise him for being alive. I still have the use of my limbs. I don't move as fast, but I thank God I can still move. I can I can still wave my hand. So I just shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
him.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I don't think there's many of us on the line this evening that can say they move as fast as they once could.
All right, now.
But thank God I'm moving.
Praise him.
Amen.
Yes.
Okay. Amen. Anyone else?
Okay, thank you. I just thank God for traveling grace and mercies. Brought me over the dangerous highway during the weekend, this weekend, and I just thank God for it. Could have been, but God. And I thank God for his traveling grace and mercies, and I just thank him for all things is moving by his power. Amen. When we get on these roads today, we just don't know but God. And amen. I was intending on coming to Atlanta on my daughter's birthday. And amen. I was laying in the bed meditating, and I was asking God, you know, I hate to make that trip, but I needed to. And I heard the enemy, the adversary, whisper in my ear and say, you're going to die. But I made it safely, and I'm still alive. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 And that's a report. That's a good praise report right there, because I heard that southbound around Forsyth on Interstate 75, there was a great big pileup.
Thank God.
But, you know. Thank God for keeping us out the way. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Taking us around over and under.
Amen. Amen. Are there any others this evening? This evening, on the 10th of November, we move on to the prayer list, additions to the prayer list this evening.
Yes, I'd like to put little Chris on here. I don't know Chris's last name. We prayed for him off and on. He's the one. He's about 18, 19 now. But he's still having seizures. And the Justin Green family.
All right.
And Maddie Freeman, she's having trouble with her eyes.
Amen. I'm requesting prayer for my brother Gary Strauss. He went this past week for a ride. He's a diabetic and ride his bicycle for exercise, and got over there at that Westgate shopping center and fell off of the bicycle. And apparently he laid there on the pavement for 2 hours, unconscious. Mm. But thank God for Jesus. Pray for him.
Nobody's seen him?
Nobody's seen him, isn't that? Well, it speaks to the goodness of God, because people may have seen him and thought he was just some drunk or drug addict or something, you know.
Mm. Yeah, because
there's
a lot of drugs over there.
Yeah, but nobody saw him.
Been knowing Gary for a long time. He used to have a Corvette, a Camaro.
Camaro.
My. We pray the best for Gary. Amen. Anyone else to be added this evening?
Yes, I would like to add the Tuskegee family. We celebrated 100 years on yesterday, but we also had a death fatality. It wasn't a student at the university, but it was a child from the community of Montgomery. But I just go have prayers out for our campus, for the Tuskegee family, and also my family, because we were there. But just like she said, traveling grace and mercy, we left at the same time the altercation was happening. We was on our way to Georgia, so God just averted it. And if I would have left 1 minute earlier, we would have probably got locked down on campus. So I just thank God, because he sees things and he moved the way that he needs to move at all times. You just have to be obedient, because I was ready to go earlier, but he was like, no, let him have fun and just wait. And we left, we left at the ideal time.
Amen.
So thank you. What a mighty God.
Mighty God.
Amen. What a mighty God. My wife and my daughters, both graduates of Tuskegee, were there on Saturday. They came back on Saturday. They didn't go to the game. So we left Tuskegee University and the Tuskegee.
And the people that got shot up, there was one killed and about 7 shot.
Lord have mercy.
My.
I want to keep Pat Taylor and put Ruby Clayton on the list, please.
All right. Amen. Anyone else?
And Ruby Dudley and G.
What's that? Anyone else? Okay. If there's no one else, we will have our scripture reading this evening from Isaiah, the 50th chapter, the King James Version. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of the brother's divorcement? Whom have I put away? Or which of my credentials is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities have been sold yourselves for your transgressions. Is your mother put away? Wherefore I came, there is no man. Where I called, there was none to answer. Is my hand shortened at all, that it cannot be redeemed? Have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. I make the rivers wilderness, and their fish sinketh, because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness, and I have made the sackcloth that covered me. Amen. Isaiah the 50th chapter. Amen. We're ready. Take a sentence from the verse.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Our Father, we come tonight ever so thankful for this another opportunity to call on the name Jesus.
Yes.
And yes, we all need repentance.
Oh, yes.
Forgive me for all my sins.
Yes, do Lord. Do Lord.
Every one of them, Lord.
Amen.
I come this evening, Lord, lifting up your servant that delivered the message.
Thank you, Lord.
I lift up Apostle Adside. I come
Thank
lifting
you.
Her up right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word.
Thank you, Lord.
I come lifting up the Justin Green family.
Yes.
That death has invaded their ranks.
Have mercy, God.
So, Lord, we lift them up to you.
Yes.
I lift up Maddie Freeman for the problem that she's having with her eyes. We lift up healing.
Yes.
I lift up Chris. You know little Chris. He's been having these seizures for so many years. Off his own hospital. I understand the last report I got, he was in ICU today.
Have mercy, Chris.
Tired of
God. Have mercy.
You know when he's tired, and you know when it's enough. So we lift little Chris to you.
Yes.
I lift up Gary Strauss to you.
Yes.
I lift up healing in his body.
Yes.
He's laid on the ground for 2 hours. We lift him up to you right now in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
We come lifting up the Tuskegee situation.
Yes.
I lift up the family of the person that was shot and killed.
Have mercy,
I lift up that family.
Yes.
I lift up
in
all those that were shot.
Yes, have
mercy. I lift up healing in their situation.
Yes, Lord.
I lift up the individual that did the shooting to you, Lord.
Yes, have mercy.
Touch their mind in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, give them a touch, a mighty touch.
Let them know what they have done to families. Yes.
We lift up Pat Taylor, Lord. We lift up healing for Pat Taylor right now.
In the name of Jesus.
We lift up Ruby Clayton right now for healing in her body.
Yes.
Asking you for a touch. Yeah, Lord, what a hallelujah. We need to heal her body if it be
Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord.
And then, Lord, you know Ruby Dudley.
Yes.
Lifting her up as well for healing in her body.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Then we lift up Jig, Lord.
Yes.
For healing in his body right now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Oh, so many of us need a healing right now in the name of
Jesus. We're
going to go ahead and claim the healing right now. We're going to go ahead and start thanking you for the healing right now. We're going to raise our hands up to heaven and claim our healing right now.
In the name
Lord,
of
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. We're going to go ahead and start thanking you for our healing right now.
Yes.
Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you in the precious, magnificent, powerful name of Jesus.
Yes.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. We wish for the all of us good rest of the week. We will hear you again on Tuesday, but especially we'd like to thank our prayer warriors, Sister Pendulum Red Williams.
Yes.
The percolator.
Amen.
Deacon Everett Henderson. We thank you for the songs that were on tonight. But we thank you for Pastor Eileen Atside for delivering that word, that session, that walk in the word this evening. Amen.
Thank you,
amen,
Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, until we hear
Hallelujah.
You again,
Hallelujah.
We thank you so much. We thank you so much.
Yeah.
I love y'all. Amen.
Amen.
You again.
Love you all. Good
on
night
Tuesday.
To all.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good
night. Have a
good night. Good night,
sunshine. I look forward to hearing you on Tuesday. Don't forget Tuesday.
Man.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Aurelia. Maddie.
Good night, Boobity.
Good night, sunshine.
Ooh, that's my patches there. I know that voice.
Good night, Ruby.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night, everyone. Love you guys.
Good night.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.